John Kerry isn't the labor movement's first choice for president. Still, when it became clear he'd be the Democratic nominee, most unions backed him energetically. Some major unions are pouring an unprecedented amount of money and manpower into Kerry's campaign. Labor leaders say they've adopted a much more personalized, hands-on approach to mobilizing their base than they've used in the past. The question is how much political firepower unions have. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
So do you want to...
Well, let me just go through here
and then
we'll reconnoiter.
Ron Krause and Liz McElroy are standing on a street corner in the tidy, working-class Philadelphia neighborhood of Roxboro, looking through some voter registration lists. They're Kerry supporters, and they've come here to knock on doors and talk to fellow union members about the election. The first few stops don't go so well. A lot of people aren't home. At one house, a woman in a nurse's uniform nearly shuts the door in their face.
But I'll tell you right now, I'm a confirmed Republican. I'm the judge of election up here, and you're forking up the wrong tree.
All right,
At the next few stops, they do better. One retired union member even volunteers to help out. A man named Lawrence Ferdinand says he likes Kerry because he's worried about health care. Afterward, Krause says the point of these visits isn't to persuade any voters, most of whom have already made up their minds.
It's really to understand who is going to be voting for who. So come election day, they will check out Mr. Ferdinand, and if by 12 noon he hasn't voted, someone will call him and say, "We see that you haven't voted yet. Do you need a ride to the polls?"
Krause is an official at the American Federation of Teachers, and though he's from Washington, he's come to Pennsylvania by bus this afternoon to help in the campaign. He's one of several hundred union members fanning out across Philadelphia in an event organized by the AFL-CIO. Unions are pouring enormous resources into the Kerry campaign this year. Anna Berger of the Service Employees International Union says her union is spending more than twice as much as it did 4 years ago on mobilization efforts.
We think it's the most important election of our time. And if we really want to improve the lives of working families, which is what our mission in life is, then we have to win the White House for working families.
That may sound like hyperbole, but there's little doubt that a lot is at stake for the labor movement this year. Just 13% of U.S. workers belong to a union today, down from almost 40% in the 1950s. As labor's numbers have shrunk, so has its political clout, and labor has suffered a number of key policy defeats. Most recently, the Bush administration succeeded in rewriting overtime rules. With labor's influence weakening, the movement has fallen back on the kinds of grassroots organizing that got it started. The SEIU is sending teams of staff members into battlegrounds states this year to campaign for Kerry in 2 week stints. Ron Krause says his union, the AFT, is also asking shop stewards to approach workers directly to persuade them to vote.
So it's more of someone who knows somebody telling them, not just me knocking on the door, they don't know me from a hole in the wall, but that our members talk to other members and share on what's important. And hopefully that will lead them to vote for John Kerry.
Labor leaders say that kind of one-on-one contact can be especially effective at getting people to vote. And because 60% of union households vote Democratic, even a slight increase in turnout could alter the results in November. But political scientist Ross Baker of Rutgers University is skeptical. He notes that labor's mobilizing prowess has come up short in some recent elections. He points to this year's Democratic primaries.
Clearly, Dick Gephardt is not the party's nominee. Howard Dean is not the party's nominee. These were the two Democrats who were most favored by the unions and were defeated by someone who had just a very faint number of formal union endorsements.
Baker says unions these days still have considerable financial and organizational resources that Democrats very much depend on. But he says workers are much less likely to vote the way their unions want them to. And that's especially true in presidential elections. Still, union leaders insist that issues like the change in overtime rules have energized their base and will drive many new voters to the polls. And they say that could end up making a big difference in November's election. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
More political coverage is at npr.org.